Welcome everyone, and this is Peter from the Depression Center. I'd like to share with you some thoughts regarding maybe something that we can take from incredible Genesis. I mentioned the previous year that the seven Yemen Titan, which happened to the Son, Shemini Kippur, and Tudrabanon, which are Hanukkah and Purim, correspond to the Shiva Mashkin. Very simple, Rosh Hashanah is honey, and Kippur is the Sam that we offer by our fifth, and Sukkot is water, and Geshem, Pesach is dew, and cow, Shmuris, milk, Purim is wine, and Hanukkah is oil. Each one corresponds to one of the Mashkin. I mentioned then as well that all the other Mashkin, that the Hanukkah and Purim one, occur naturally, water, dew, blood, and Purim are oil and wine. They don't occur naturally. At least we get olives. That's something we have to manufacture. So to Hanukkah and Purim, I've been telling them that Israel had to create. This is something that I mentioned in a previous year. Let me add as well that the seven Mishpizim, the seven leaders of Klal Yisrael, correspond to the seven Yemen Titan as well. It's well known, the Shalish Regalim, Maravrong Yisrael and Yaakai, Avram, the first one to make matches on Pesach, the Yitzchak, the Gevura, which is not from Torah, or Shurim, Yaakai made Sukkos, and Sukkos is Yaakai. Yaakai came out of there on the Shana. Yaakai saw my son in the Yaakai to today, to Thursday. And Yom Kippur, the Yom Adin, is David, the Melech HaMashiach, who's going to herald it, he's been Adin HaGadol. And Rosh Hashanah is on the Negev Hanukkah Torah. The Torah is Kibbul the Kibbul, it's a repetition of Har Sinai, or Moshe Rabbeinu. And obviously Hanukkah is Kineged Arnukkah, the Hashmonai, the Rabbana. And here again, the two that are the Rabbana, Hanukkah and Purim, Moshe and Aharon, those are Torahs, Torah Shemal Teh, the Torah the Harvanya, in creating things, the Klal Yisrael that way created Hanukkah and Purim. Now this might be a very simple idea, but my point is, Hanukkah is Aharon HaKohen. I'd like to share with you a lesson from Aharon HaKohen as he is taught regarding Hanukkah. The creation title of Hanukkah, we spend the 7 days of Hanukkah reading the parsha of the Nisim. Why? What does it have to do with Hanukkah? Naturally, it's the Hanukkah HaMishkan, which corresponds to the Hanukkah, the Marshal says, the Hanukkah of Beit HaMikdash, and therefore the 7 days correspond well. On the eighth day, we have Balos Kasanei, the Aaron, the Menorah. So the lighting is, so to speak, coincidentally, nothing is really a coincidence, comes together, Hanukkah, together with the Balos Kasanei. Why are they together? Rashi, at the beginning of the Balaisa, tells us, Lama Nishmacha Parshas Menorah, the Parshas of the Nisim. Why is the Menorah next to the Nisim? Very appropriate question for the Hanukkah lady. Well, see, Shikshara, Aaron, Hanukkah, and the Nisim, Chol Shadaitai. When he saw the Nisim's Kabbalah, he was depressed. Shloi Ayyem, why the Hanukkah lady? Who believes Shishdai? Because he was not included in that him and not Shayna Blady. Amalai Hanishbar, Lachayacha, Shalcha, Gideon, Mishalahan. Shatamad, the Kumaita, the Sanei, you have something even greater, you are going to be made to this Sunday. So this is Rashi that connects the 12 to see it, the 7 days of Kriya Sotar, the Kriya Sotar, the Hanukkah, of Ha'is Chesed. There are two kashas of this Rashi. One is well-known, and one is not so well-known. Well-known kasha is the kasha of the Matai. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose the Menorah as that with which to be Messiah's Aharon HaKohen? I will put the Ketores, which is a greater Kapara. All the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is through Aharon and his descendants and his Shevet. Why after the Menorah? And that Rabban says is that this is really a remnant to Hanukkah. So, what does Hanukkah, wonderful as it may be, have to do with the Nisim bringing Karbanis? It's a Pella, even when you finish the Rabban, you wonder, what does Hanukkah have to do with the 12 Nisim's Karbanis? That's question number one. Question number two, the stronger question. the carbonus of the Messiah that we lay in the first was not a mitzvah. It was complicated to bring these carbonus. It was done in a voluntary way. Each Nasi brought the carbon on one day or 12 consecutive days. Then you have Aaron HaKohen watching this happen and thinking it's wonderful. The cash is. So why didn't Aaron do it as well? Everyone in the scene chose to voluntarily bring these carbonus. Aaron HaKohen could have done the same thing. What is he doing? Standing on the side. And when it's over, Kol Shadaita, now, like you have a child who's not included. Everyone's involved in doing something. The child stands on the side, doesn't get involved. And then afterwards, he cries that he wasn't involved. That's a mida, that's a childish mida. It's not appropriate for Aaron HaKohen. Why did Aaron HaKohen stand on the side, not bring a carbon, and then weep about it? I saw a beautiful terrace in the Sefer Al-Hanif, a beautiful Sefer, and he answers that there's another Rashi that answers the question. The Parsha Shemini, when it came Aaron's time to bring Karbanis in the Chanukah HaMishkan, Perek Tes Pasuk Zayin, Kurav El HaMizbeach, Moshe says to Aaron, come to the Mizbeach, says Rashi. Aaron Bush, the Ari Lageshes. Aaron was ashamed. He was afraid to step forward. Aaron had had a hand in the making of the Edo. He felt inadequate. Amy Kadai. I'm a loy Moshe. Mama Ata Bush, Lekach Mishkarata. Why are you ashamed? You were chosen for this. Aaron was ashamed to step forward at the Chanukah HaMishkan. He felt he's not Kadai. If this is the case, when he was commanded on the Erev Shemini, certainly on the days previous, when Shvatim brought Karbanis, Aaron felt Amy Kadai. It was Baish. He had the midah of Baishamas, and he felt he's not Kadai to bring the carbon, and that's why he was upset. Not that he was jealous, but that he was upset that he felt he's not Kadai and not worthy of bringing the carbon. That's the story of the lady. The 12 Shvat to bring Aaron's face away because he's boish and he feels any kadai. And then on the 8th day of Hanukkah, we read, the Rabbi Yishol tells him, Shalchah b'dayla b'shalahem, I have something bigger. And that's the Menayrim and the ultimate Hanukkah. How is that connected? The answer is it a good midah to be boish and say I'm not kadai? Is that appropriate midah? Because I'll teach us Vishasa Mephazrin Kadais, Vishasa Mechansim Bazar, which essentially means it's a good midah to feel I'm not Kadai, I'm not worthy, I'm not on that level. It's a wonderful midah by Shamas. But when it comes a time that no one is doing, then you have to put away that midah and step forward. And Aaron HaKohen teaches us that. Here is Baish. He doesn't step forward. Yeah, 12 to see him bringing the carbonus. He says, Amy Kadai. It's a Gavaldic and Nita to feel Amy Kadai. It's Aaron HaKohen, the Nagma Chadeirai. The Nita of Hashamus. Shalcha Kidai will be Shalahem. Aaron HaKohen, the day will come that yours will be bigger than theirs. The day will come when no one will step forward. And the Cheshbonoim will have to come forward even though they ain't them Kadai. Even though they feel that they're not worthy. That at the time of difficulty of the Siyasim among Klal Yisrael, and they're going to step forward in a brave way to do that which has to be done. That is Chanukah. That's what we walk away with Chanukah with. We learn about the Chanukah HaMishkan. And great Messiah did what they had to do. Aaron HaKohen felt not worthy. Tapped this by Shabbos. But push comes to shove, when there's a need, he came forward with Azus. The Cheshmanah's need that was Azus. Yavon is compared to a leper in the dream of Daniel. Az Kanomer, the need of Azus. And Aaron HaKohen came forward and did the things that had to be done. That's Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the hard time of the year, the difficult time of the year, the time when we feel we're not Kedai, we're not worthy. Bless from our low point, from the point of the Golos, and pulmonary hepatitis that comes later. Afterwards, at the time that we have the disease, we have a Hanukkah. Then you can die. But then the time you have to push. And when there's no Bereva, you step forward. You push to the chest and you can do the spill. Not with the other. That's the meaning of Aaron, that's the meaning of Hanukkah. That's the stepping forward, that's the Hashmonah. You have to put together spears to make a menorah. You push and you do it. We're accustomed to pushing when it comes to Gashmias. We push to parnasa. We push to save money. We push to earn money. And that's part of the sadness of Olam Hazeh. We have to push when it comes to Ruchnias too. To push ourselves and do things that we're capable of doing. Let me share a second thought for Hanukkah. For Hanukkah, we have an unusual din of kafsa ein zakukla. When you light the menorah, if it's lit properly, you have a kind of mitzvah. And later on, somebody blows it out. You don't have to relight it. It's an unusual halacha. If you put up a mitzvah and it falls down, you have to put it back. But since it's on your neck and they fall off, you have to replace them. But not light the menorah. There's a 30-minute that the menorah has to burn, you light it. If it goes out during the 30 minutes, you're not obligated to relight it. Kopsa in Zokokla. The Talmud Rebbe writes about his grandfather. And once his grandfather did all the Rebbe Shahachanis for lighting the menorah, spent a lot of time preparing. The student came and he lit the menorah. And yet before he could see why he saw, a child ran by and knocked over the menorah, extinguishing the flames. The Rebbe said with great joy, ah, now I could be mekayim the words of Chazal, kopsa ein zokukla. In emuna, that will mekayim the mitzvah, even if it doesn't keep on burning. Kopsa ein zokukla. What is the lesson of this? It's a lesson. It's a lesson that we have to do what we could do. And if somehow we don't see the success on the second end, on the result end, we still have to do what we have to do. We daven with our hearts, with great kavana, even if we don't see the result. We learn, we push to understand, even if at the end we have difficulty understanding. We have to push. It's a message for Hanukkah, for the Yom Tovim of the dark part of the year. I'd like to end with a shaila. The shaila is printed the shiur of Rabbi Yashin on the Sunday Shabbos in the Hanukkah blot, I believe it's Baschof Days, the author put in a notation underneath with the following shiur that was presented to Rabbi Yashin. Somebody arrived to light the menorah, I think it was the menorah of Shabbos, and he only had a moment. He didn't have time to prepare a menorah, to prepare the oil, to do anything. He arrived at the last minute to a home where he was going to stay the Shabbos, and he had a minute, to light the menorah. He got a great idea. The balabas of the house had already lit the menorah earlier. So he had this idea, he'll go over to the menorah, blow out the flames, and then take a match and relight them. And he reasoned that, look, the balabas had already done the mitzvah, kopsa in zakukla. Because for that, the mitzvah is done. Now, if he blows it out, he'll light, and he'll do the mitzvah with the same exact menorah. To me, it sounds like an incredibly genius way of resolving a very difficult problem in a difficult moment. As reported, you could say, sir, and as you know, we don't pass him out of some of these things that are recorded. But it's reported there, but Rabbi Yashin's response was, it's a question yes, by an ignoramus. Well, I'm an ignoramus because to me it sounds like a good shayla. Kashkafa, I know, if you want to tell me, Kashkafa, you blow it out, to light it, why? Okay, so he halacha. I don't know. Okay, it's a discussion for the Shabbos table. I wish one and all an absolutely wonderful, meaningful Shabbos. I hope that from Hanukkah you learn that you push, especially on Thursday night. You push. learn, to achieve, to accomplish. Make your Sundays day off of work for most of you. The day of time, they're going back to Yeshiva, of having at least the first day that Hanukkah, look at there. That's what it's about. And the day of Sarah Shimon there. Let's make it work.